channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, hello and welcome to the new channel. Born out of passion, we are a community that helps you be the new you. I'm Dr. Michelle Maras, live streaming from the United States amongst the beautiful mountains of Colorado. You are watching Mental Shift. Santa Claus, also known as Father Christmas, St. Nicholas, St. Nick, Kris Kringle, or simply Santa or Popo Chijol, is a legendary figure originating from the Western Christian culture who delivers gifts on Christmas Eve with the aid of his Christmas elves and his flying reindeer who pull his sleigh through the air. He has a list of who's naughty and who's nice that he keeps throughout the year. Please welcome my friend, Santa.
Hello, Michelle. It's good to see you again.
It's lovely to meet you again, Santa. Well, here on Mental Shift, we talk to my guest about what they used to do, who they were, what they did, and what mental shift they had that brought them to be who they are today. Now, we have Santa, and that's a really big question to ask Santa. So, Santa, what were you before you were Santa?
This is one of the most intriguing questions I get. I was an imagination, and I am built out of stories and folklore, predominantly from the Norse religion, where Odin would visit good girls and boys and bad girls and boys, and they would leave their boots filled with straw next to the fireplace for Odin's horse, Sleipnir, that has eight legs. By the way, I also have eight reindeer, so there's a correlation there.
Eight legs, eight.
Exactly.
Okay.
And he would come down, they would leave their boots on the hearth for him to grab next to the evergreen tree that they had up in their home. That belief started to bleed through the Scandinavian countries and Germany, where you got Sinterklaas or Santa Claus. Saint Nicholas comes from the Catholic Saint Nicholas, who had overheard a family talking about selling two of their daughters into prostitution so that one of them would have a dowry and be able to get married. And so Nicholas dropped in a bag of gold in the window so that the oldest one would have a dowry. And the next night he dropped another bag of gold. And so, like all good children, those girls' father stayed up and waited for the third night, and he caught him. And he pleaded with him, saying, "Please, I'm just trying to help your family. I have a way to do that." And so, taking several stories from different cultures and putting it all together gives us the Santa Claus that we know now. In fact, the outfit Santa Claus has now actually comes from an American product called Coca-Cola.
Yes.
He didn't wear red beforehand. Or I didn't wear red beforehand. I used to wear brown, and I would wear the pelts of animals and come in from the forest.
Which makes sense because Norse cold, winter, freezing.
Animal pelts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keeps you really warm. But I've always had the white beard, except when I was in Turkey.
What were you wearing in Turkey?
Well, St. Nicholas is from Turkey, and so it's much warmer there.
Oh, my goodness gracious, the convolution of all the different stories.
Exactly.
So you are the imaginations of multiple nations that have brought you together.
Yep, into one. Uh-huh, exactly.
Well, I remember when I lived in Germany, Santa Claus, St. Nicholas, would come on a horse down the village, to the village, and the kids would have, he would give out bread men.
Yes, uh-huh. And he also came on the 5th of December, which is Santa Claus Day. Yeah, not the 25th.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You are so, so interesting, Santa. Oh, so you are an idea of love, care around the world? I mean, what is that? What is your, what is that idea you are?
The evolution of Santa Claus came from an event at, when a bunch of Christians who were leaders of several different churches said, we need to come together. And so one of the things they noticed was that they needed to have a holiday during the winter months to get people through the winter months. And they said, well, the pagans, the Norse, have this Yuletide festival or Yule festival. Let's move the Savior's birthday from the spring, which is why you had shepherds keeping their flocks, because that's what you do in the spring,
yes,
to the winter. And bringing things together that way.
Did you know that? I knew a little bit of it, but no, that's what's really cool about it is we shifted the Savior's birthday to coincide with the pagan holiday so that we could bring everyone together.
Into one. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's the nice thing about it. I mean, I tell children who aren't believers that it's my belief that there is a spark of Nicholas in everyone. And that's why their mothers and fathers lose their minds during the Christmas season, because all of a sudden they're almost given permission to be giving, to be good, to see hope in the world. It gives us this time period, depending on where you are, anywhere from a month to 6 weeks, to just really get into the fact that we can be loving and caring and kind to each other. The capitalism does get in the way a lot with that, but, and I tell these kids, specifically teenagers, I'm like, it's my belief that that spark roars up into a flame for people who really get into the spirit of Christmas. And it's my hope that they also have that experience as they get older. And usually they look at me and they're like, yeah, okay, that's cool. And you can hear them say it's cool, but they're like, yeah, that's kind of legit.
Well, and that's why I wanted you on Mental Shift tonight, because what I wanted to bring you is there's so much history in Santa, okay? And then the other part of it is people think it's Christmas time, we have to do this, and we're going to be good now, we're going to help people now. And my thought is the spirit of Santa is year-round.
I love the fact that I will come and go out and visit throughout the year. I remember walking through a grocery store and a young lady who was about 6 years old stopped me as I walked around the corner, and she looked up at me with these big eyes and she just went, she couldn't even say the word. And I looked at her and I said, did you just call me Santa? And she nodded her head. And then I got down to her level, because that's what you do with kids. And I said, is it because I'm fat and have a beard? And she said, no. I said, why would you call me Santa? She said, because you have a twinkle in your eye.
You do.
And then I look over my shoulder and I look back at her and I went, I'll see you at Christmas. And I walk away. There's no reason that it can't continue year round. We just decide that it doesn't. And that's the hardest part.
That's the hardest part. And that's why I wanted you on. When I first met Santa,
I saw him this tall.
Well, actually, I was seven. Yes.
So yeah, about that tall.
And that's still my height. But I met Santa in Connecticut for the very first time, and I was so confused by that, because I went from one mall and there was a Santa. Then I went to another mall, there was another Santa, and I walked down the street and there was another Santa.
Absolutely.
So what is that? All your helpers?
So what happens is that I keep an eye on who's good and bad throughout the entire world. And I'll identify certain young men when they're younger and see how they're acting with in their family, with their struggles, with their not children, but their brothers and sisters. And then I'll start waking them up on Christmas. And I'll just say, hey, I'm watching and you're doing a great job. Or I liked when you did this. And I don't wake them up every Christmas, but it's every couple of years. And as they get older and become adults, I keep watching to see how they integrate into their community, how they're working with people, how, you know, what their friend circles are, what their habits are. And that helps me whittle down my list because, you know, some people go astray or some things just don't work out. But the ones that stay along the path that I need them to, then I will wake them up usually probably April. And I'll just say, look, you've been everything I was hoping for. You really remind me of me. And I can't do it all. I mean, I need helpers. So I was wondering if you would want to be my helper. And when they tell me yes, then I give them a blessing and I leave. And over that next 6 months, there is a transformation to that person's body. Usually what they tell me is no matter how much they worked out or how well they ate, they still get one of these. And their beard comes in just as wide as mine. And then I'll pick them up in October and I'll take them to the North Pole. And I just use two reindeer for that trip because we don't have a whole bunch of toys. But we go to the North Pole. I introduce them to all the reindeer. We go through the toy warehouse and they meet the elves and see how that process works. And then the last bit of vetting process is when they meet Mrs. Claus and sit down for hot chocolate and cookies. And if everything goes well with that, then I take them back into a closet that's probably the size of most houses, where I have all of the costumes that I've ever worn. And I tell them, you can pick out any one of these that you want to wear to represent me. And then we talk about the magic that they're going to use to be able to tell who's naughty, who's nice. And not so much naughty and nice, because I don't need them making judgments. But what I do need them to do is be able to tell me if their room's clean, if they're arguing with their brothers and sisters, if they're listening to their mom and dad, how their grades are. And then they communicate back with me who they see and what's going on and how that works. And that's how we keep the status quo continuing to move.
That's beautiful. Now, I have to ask you more about your north side, your Norse side.
Yes.
Of your, he sees you when you're sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
He knows when you're awake.
Yeah. When that song came out, I was pleasantly surprised and a little bit disappointed because it was almost like one of my secrets came out. And it's funny because no one has actually put this together yet. But when we talk about he knows when you're sleeping or when you're awake, so my predecessor, Odin, has two messenger ravens, and they're named Hugin and Munin. And their job is to fly around the world and basically figure out or tell Odin what's going on with in the world, because he can't be everywhere.
Their eyes, he sees through their eyes.
No, they come back and they talk to him. Oh. They fly back to Valhalla and land on his throne, and they let him know what's going on throughout the world. And so technically that's how I know. So I don't have any ties to the NSA or CIA. It's all through Raven technology.
So be nice to animals.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And that's one thing we look out for. Are you nice with animals? You don't have to like animals to be nice to them. Some people just, you know, or I remember you're allergic to cats. And so it's not that you're not nice to them, but you avoid them so that you avoid having to go to a hospital.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Or so, getting a lot of shots.
Exactly. So, you know, there's that. There's that side of it. You can be nice.
Oh, my goodness gracious, Santa. Okay. Well, I do know we have to go on break for a minute. And when we come back, we're going to go a little deeper into the Santa lore and how he does what he does and what we're looking forward to for the rest of this new, well, the rest of this year, but into 2024. So be right back after this break. Maybe.
Ang 40D tumutulong patibayin ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso at iba pang sakit.
Ang ubo, mabilis lumala. Kaya dapat agapan. Dapat new Solmilk's Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. New Solmilk's Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan.
Thank you so much for watching Mental Shift. Now, did you share this show with someone you care about, a friend, a family member, a child in your house? Maybe you should. So, did you know that TNC is a live stream platform of online shows for people on the go? Now, if you look here and you see all the content that we have here on the show, we have something for everyone on TNC. So TNC aims to transform the lives of our viewers through engaging, authentic, and original content. Our vision is to become a global 24/7 live stream channel that showcases Filipino talent, global influencers, cultural intelligence, and ingenuity. So continue to watch Mental Shift, well, as you are right now, Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and Wednesday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Philippines or in Asia. You can also watch all the replays on Facebook and YouTube, follow us on Instagram, and listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search TNC Now, hashtag TNC Now. For sponsorships, please email now@thenewchannel.com or send a direct message to the new channel. So check out our page on Facebook or YouTube by searching hashtag TNC Now. Enjoy these inspiring shows because we made them just for you. And these life-changing shows are made for you. And welcome back. Because I'm Dr. Michelle Maras, and you are watching Mental Shift, and I have Santa with me. Now, you're probably looking at him right now doing, he doesn't look like Santa, he's got the beard, but we have this really cool picture of him that will prove it. Can we show the picture of Santa? Yeah, that's Santa in his full garb. Yes.
That's one of Mrs. Claus's favorites.
Yeah, well, it's my favorite. That is an awesome picture of you, Santa. Now, who took that picture of you, Santa?
Oh, I have a young friend of mine named Saul here in Colorado Springs. Uh-huh. And he and I had been corresponding, and he said, I had some ideas for some different Santa pictures, because normally it's with kids or with a tree or, and he said, I was wondering if we could try something different. And Saul's always been a good boy. He was there were some times I was worried about him when he was in the army, but he's better, much better now. And so I said, yeah, sure, I can come down. So I came down for an afternoon and spent time with him, and he got some wonderful images.
Well, and what I love about the images that he took of you, one, this is just stellar, but two, it shows both sides of Santa. We have the jolly, happy, twinkle eye Santa, mm-hmm. but we have the Santa who is very serious about love, compassion, and caring. So you've got this one.
Yep.
That's a Santa we're all used to seeing.
Exactly.
But yep. There's a seriousness about Santa. And that's what I'm intrigued about, because it's not all fun and games when it comes to Santa Claus. There's serious business behind you.
Oh, no, absolutely there is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, I have to ask a question that I've been wondering about since I was 7 years old. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Santa's like, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
When I was a little girl growing up in the Philippines, mm-hmm. One, I didn't know what snow was.
I remember.
And then two, I didn't know how you got into our house. Right. And so it scared me because I couldn't sleep at night because I would listen. How was he coming through the house? Was he coming through the door? Was he coming through the window? What if the dog attacked him? I mean, I had all these things going through my mind. Right. How did you get in? How do you get in?
I do.
You do?
Uh-huh. There was a lovely book that that a young lady wrote just recently, and it's How Does Santa Get in the House? And yeah. It starts talking about all the ways. Maybe he gets really, really, he stretches himself out and slides down the chimney, but maybe he goes down the chimney, but then his suit's all dirty and he has to go into the washing machine. Maybe he makes himself flat and slides under the door. Maybe he comes in through the plumbing. Sometimes he gets stuck in the chimney and the reindeer are having to push him down. I mean, there's all sorts of things about it. And she ended it exactly the way that I get into the house. So how does, I don't know how Santa gets in the house, but I'm glad he does. And it's been interesting. I've gotten a lot of reports from a lot of my helpers that I've had requests of children asking not to have me come in the house. And my helpers have been fantastic. They've said, you know, was there a reason why? It kind of makes me uncomfortable. And then we make a deal where I just say, okay, that's no problem. And I leave the presents in a safe and secure place where mom and dad can find them. They can get into the house before the children get up and everything's safe.
That's nice to know.
Because our motivation is just about this tall. I mean, as long as the kids are enjoying it and believing, we want to make sure that they feel safe. I don't have a need to get into the house to get them the presents that they ask.
A safety.
Exactly. Right.
Dinky, dinky, dink. No, I was always so glad that you would show up in my house. And I remember as a little girl being afraid of you coming in. And then the other part of me, you know, because I would sit next to the milk and the cookies and I would wait. I would wait. And then I would slightly, you know, when you're watching, you're trying to stay awake and you do this. And then I would wake up and then everything was there.
Uh-huh.
It's like, yep. How'd he do it? Think, think,
think. Uh-huh. Just like I'm bewitched.
You got it. No, and that's what's the magic of Santa. And I there was a time in my life that I stopped believing in Santa and I stopped believing in you. I stopped believing that any of that could happen because bad things do happen in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I had my own children, is when I started believing again.
Because you got to be part of the magic, which is that part of Santa that I really, really love.
Yeah. Yes.
When you mentioned, you know, bad things happening in the world. There was a time where in World War I, where, it was the first time that we actually had watched the entire world at war. And we at the North Pole were devastated. There were boys. When I say boys, I mean 17, 18 years old going off and doing horrendous things to one another. And we sat down as a group, Mrs. Claus, myself, and most of the elves, about what do we do about this? And we had a pouring out of that kindness, love, Christmas magic, whatever you'd like to call it, on Christmas Day on the front lines. And it was hard to get through to a lot of these boys, but there was one German soldier who started singing Silent Night in German. And one of the British soldiers heard that and started singing it in English. And on Christmas Day, during World War I, these boys figured out that they could be together. And they came out of their of the foxholes, and they came into what they called no man's land, and they shared the Christmas gifts that their families had sent them. They played football or soccer, and then said goodbye and went to bed, knowing that the next day that would be the person I'd be shooting at.
Yeah.
There are some ugly times right now. The things going on in the Middle East are hard to watch. And I hear a lot of Christians, for lack of a better term, saying, you know, well, it doesn't matter because they don't believe in you, so it's not a big deal. And my response to that is, no, it's absolutely a big deal. And they believe in a magic at an important time. And, I don't take sides.
No,
not at all. I'm worried about all of the people, but I'm worried about the children and, you know, making sure that they're taken care of and having an opportunity to grow into be the best adults they can be.
Well, then my next question about that is that why you stay up in the North Pole? I mean, you're away from everyone, and then that way you're isolated and you can maneuver from there.
Well, I could give you the funny quote.
Yes.
Yes. The funny quote would be, no, I stay at the North Pole because everything is down from there.
It's easy to get down.
Yes, exactly. I just go downhill all the way. When I'm sitting at home and I look at the compass, everywhere is south. the North Pole is a great place for me to be able to keep an eye on things, keep an eye on people, and it makes it easy to find home. I just find the North Star and then turn right and go.
It's like Peter Pan.
Uh-huh. Yep, second star on the right and straight on till morning.
Well, and then my other question for you is elves.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you find all these elves? Where are they from?
Oh, honey, they're everywhere.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. No, they are. They're literally everywhere. We just don't. There are magical beings all around us. We just don't see them. We choose not to see them. We have let that magic go. And so these elves, there is no slavery. It's not compulsory. They don't have to be there. They're there out of their labors of love.
Love.
Yes, absolutely. And so here's the interesting thing. I have children ask me, Santa, how can you bring me an Xbox that's made by Microsoft or a PlayStation made by Sony when you make all the things up at the North Pole? So do you want to know how that happens?
Heck yeah.
Okay. So in the movie, there was a movie that recently came out with a lovely young man named Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm. Elf.
Elf, exactly. And he just got too big for everything. Well, sometimes the elves get too big for the North Pole. They outgrow it. And so, for lack of a better term, we have a placement agency. And so one of our elves calls these companies and says, we have this elf who has this particular skill, and we're wondering if you would like to have them come and be a worker for you. And so they go out to work at Microsoft and they build all of the stuff that we need. And then it allows me to say, by the way, I had some children ask me for these toys. Can you guys help out? And they're always happy to help out.
I just love that. What a wonderful way to be. Santa's got his hands in everything. Yeah. And we talk about this on Mental Shift a lot, is that we can't do things alone. We need people around us, people that we know, like, trust, care for, would trust them to keep the sleigh and come into our house, whatever that is. You need a team too, whoever you are, wherever you are. You need a team of people to help you do what you do. Santa takes care of everyone around the world and is watching, not alone. He builds a team.
Well, along those lines too, talking about a mental shift, I'm starting to notice a mental shift about Christmas.
Really?
Yes. And that is that Mrs. Claus is becoming much more prominent and mentioned a lot more. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, you know, it wasn't fashionable to have a woman as part of that. And so all her efforts went largely unnoticed and unrecognized. Mm. And now it's becoming more and more accepted. And I can share her with the world, where she gets a chance to actually show what her skills are. And it's not just cooking. And it's not just cleaning. She helps me keep organized. She finds my glasses when I put them down and then walk away. She is the one who keeps things running well. I keep things
running.
She's
the program manager at the North Pole.
Yes. And she's the one I say yes, dear, to, and I get back to quickly. So.
Oh, my gosh, Santa. Can we use your magic to make it last a little bit longer? We're at a time.
That happens. I know that feeling.
Well, Santa, I know you've been really busy, and you're incredibly tired. Thank you so much for spending some 30 minutes with us here on Mental Shift.
It was nice to come down to Colorado. I always like to visit.
It's nice and wintry for you.
It is today. It is absolutely is today. I hope you have a lovely new year, and all of you.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me and Santa today. And if you have any questions, write them in the thread. Maybe Santa can answer them, or I can pass them on along to him. So go be the best version of you. Be unapologetically the best version of you. And Santa, I've been asked to sing. What should I sing?
I have a number of songs that came up this year, but...
What?
Mistletoe and Holly by Frank Sinatra.
I don't know that one. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. I've got Santa sitting next to me now. I'm gonna make sure I'm good all year. Go be the best version of you. We'll see you next week on Mental Shift. Thank you, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.